one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight, broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Arena as the Rochester, New York soccer community welcomes the Arena Soccer World Cup to Rochester tonight. It's Brazil with Rochester Lancers captain Maurizio Salas against Russia, and both teams are out warming up right now. And some big news coming out of this game before we get to our rundown here. Due to travel problems with the Brazilian team coming into Rochester, Doug Miller will be coaching Brazil tonight in place of Tattoo, who is stuck in Dallas due to plane connection problems. So Doug Miller and assisted by Ray Martinez will be the coaches of Brazil tonight here in Rochester. You still have time to get down to the arena. Match starts at 7. You don't want to miss it. It's Brazil, ladies and gentlemen. You know you're going to be entertained and have a great, great match to see. Again, 7 o'clock kickoff here at the Blue Cross Arena. We'll talk about the match and also about the Lancers season. See, next to me, coming on the show about 7 o'clock, is Rochester Lancers defender J.P. Reyes. And also this Saturday marks the start of the Rhinos' 20th anniversary season. And what a way to start it, facing the expansion New York Red Bulls at beautiful Red Bull Arena in Harrison, New Jersey. Joining us to talk about that in just a moment will be Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly. And Michael Lewis will also have news from the Red Bulls, Major League Soccer, and the U.S. national team, who will be in Denver Mark tomorrow to face the Danes. Dick Howard is off this evening. Let's go live to our host at a super secret broadcast location, Joe Redcard Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Andrew, and thank you very much for hosting and doing all the things that you do well. I wish I could be there, but other circumstances prevent me from doing so. But in any event, I know it's going to be a terrific affair at the Blue Cross Arena. I'm glad that Doug Miller and Ray Martinez have an opportunity to show their talent in coaching a team that I suppose is going to be not too much coaching needed, because they know how to play the game well, they know how to control the ball, and they are the master of ball control. So I'm looking forward to a very great game and I'm sorry that I couldn't be there.
Joining our good friend Elliot Fauske, the Mohican Warrior, is also up here taking in tonight's match. But before we talk about indoor soccer, we're going to do that in the second part of the show. But first part of the show, we're going to talk about outdoor soccer, and specifically the Rochester Rhinos, who opened their 20th season this Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. at Red Bull Arena, taking on the brand new New York Red Bulls 2, coached by former Rochester Rhino champion of the 2001 season, John Wolanek. And joining us right now to talk about that is the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos' home opener is Sunday, April 26th at 2 p.m. at Salem Stadium against the Red Bulls 2. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your season tickets. Good evening, Bob. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
It's an exciting day here, watching an international soccer match here at the Blue Cross Arena. To watch the teams warm up, but I was very excited also on Friday. The Rhinos looked great against Syracuse, a dominant 4-0 win, and some new faces with the Rhinos this year and some familiar faces. What can you tell us about the team? I know you had to make some tough coaching decisions to let some players go, and what can we expect to see on Saturday from the Rhinos?
Well, I mean, I'm really excited. I think we're significantly ahead of last year in terms of where we are with the team. I think we're certainly more explosive, overall better athletically, bigger, and we seem to have punch. And, you know, Friday's the first time I really put what could be a starting team out on the field. The first four games, we were looking at so many trialists. So, you know, and I thought we did well. But the players we signed, you know, many of them I think will make very strong contributions. And we have a very good core. You know, last year was my first year back, and obviously it was a good season. We made the playoffs, but it was a totally rebuilt team. This year, you know, we had eight guys back, and I knew exactly where we were with those guys and obviously where the league was going. And I think we've strengthened significantly, and I'm excited to get started here with the group.
Yeah, Joe? Certainly, you know, in the past you went south. This time you're going east in New York to, you know, to play the game perhaps in the cold. How do you figure that the New York team going to fear against you guys?
Well, I think early in the season, I mean, you can see already Toronto was up 2-0 on Charleston in Charleston, who usually starts pretty early and has those MLS games early on in preseason. So Charleston came back and won 3-2, but the MLS teams are going to put out very good side. Seattle just beat Sacramento, the champ from our league last year, so Seattle beat them 4-2 this past weekend. So, you know, when you look at their senior rosters, only 14 guys are playing on the first team game. Those players, 15 through 22, on most MLS rosters are starters anywhere in our league. And early in the season, when there aren't as many international call-ups, or you don't have the Gold Cup going on, there's not as many injuries, I think we'll see a pretty strong team from Red Bull, and they'll mix in some academy play. They have a wealth of talent there, so I'm sure it will be a stiff challenge for us for the first game of the year.
Bob, one of the things I talked with Pat about up in the press box during the game is we have a number of international players on the team this year, and I know there's still some visa issues that have to be worked out. Do you expect to have a full roster for the game on Saturday with the Red Bulls based on the international calls? I know we still have a couple guys from indoors still coming in, but what about on the international side?
I hope. I mean, Pat and I basically have executed 11 contracts in the, you know, I dealt a lot with the players and agents, and Pat's executing all the visas and following up with the league and international clearance. It's in his hands now, and you know, I think he's been on top of it. I think most, if not all, the guys will be eligible. To be honest, if a couple guys aren't ready for game one, they'll be ready, you know, shortly thereafter. And I like this team. I mean, I'm more optimistic and excited than any of my three previous years in Rochester where we are at this point. Now, you have to go play the games, but we have depth. And for every position, there's very capable backups, and in some cases, I don't even know who the backups are yet because it's that close in terms of who will be starting. So I don't think there's a lot of weak links, if any, on this year's team, and I just think the level is quite high throughout the roster. So, you know, if a few guys aren't eligible, then we have other guys ready to step in, and, you know, I think we're very deep, and, you know, there's a real positive spirit in the group right now. The chemistry's good. The training's been going well, and, you know, we've done well in preseason, and a couple of the results, we played, you know, I sat guys out from last year. There were games I sat Dixon or I sat Colin Rolfe or Mendoza because I was looking at other players. So for me, with the players we've added, I think we'll be able to put a very strong team out there in New York next week or this coming weekend.
Bob, for the sake of our listener, how many foreign players, as Andrew just alluded to, how many? Could you give a breakdown of how many foreign player, local player, that you have, you know, that you have signed and expect to have on the team?
Well, we have six. We have six foreign players, which. You can have eight. I mean, a lot of teams are out of their foreign spots. But they're significant pieces. We have a center back from Greece. We have a Cape Verdean forward from Cape Verde. A German center back. Couple of Jamaican attacking players. One of them is Canardo Forbes, which you guys would know from Syracuse indoors. And then Asani Samuels has looked very good in preseason. He's young. He's coming out of Canisius College. And the goalkeeper we've signed to compete with Brandon Miller played for Hibernian in Scotland, which is the premiership, a very good team in Scotland. So, I mean, we feel like we have some weapons there and a lot of good young players. I mean, Christian Valesky was the MVP of the MLS Combine. He was drafted by Portland. When that didn't work out, he signed with us. All of these are pending league approval, but... You know, he has signed a contract with us. And Grant Van de Castile was with Colorado all last year in MLS on their senior roster. He came out of Notre Dame. He's another center back. You know, we have retooled in a significant way, and we have a very capable group coming back. So. I'm excited. You know, there's work to be done, but we're on the right track. We just need to keep moving forward.
Bob, the goaltender that Bob mentioned is Sean Murdoch. He's from Scotland, and I know there's a lot of Scottish fans out there, but waiting to see another Scottish player play for the Rhinos. So he looked very confident on the ball. I'm excited to see him in goal. But Bob, I want to ask you another question mark from what I talked with Pat was the players from New England. You're expecting to see some players from the Revolution come down and join the Rhinos anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping to have them this week for the game, but it's doubtful that they would play. You know, they may come on as subs, but, you know, they're players that are coming out of college, and they're going to have a hard time breaking into the lineup. They'll have to earn their minutes like everyone else. But will they be talented? Yes, you know, and then it's up to them. Similar to Sunley last year, played a lot of minutes and contributed. You know, Josimar Sanchez didn't play as much last year, and Louis was behind McCarthy in goal, so... You know, it's good to have those players for depth, and we do feel the two players they're planning on sending, we feel are going to be a little bit stronger than the players that were here last year, but that remains to be seen.
Joe?
Bob, one of the things that I wanted to compliment you guys on is that, you know, you have formed a team that is going to be appealing to the different ethnic groups in Rochester. You know, that we hope that they all come and root for their nationality, the people that they get to know. So my compliment to you guys, because I think you not only got good players, but you got players that going to be identifying themselves in the community, you know, with the different nationalities that we have in Rochester.
I think so as well. And I think, you know, let's be honest. That last year's team was very good against the top teams, good in the Open Cup. But we struggled to score goals. Had last year's team had a little more punch up top, you know, made the playoffs, we pushed L.A., but, you know, probably didn't have enough punch to realistically win it all. But we've improved significantly in that area, and I still expect us to play good team defense collectively. You know, but we want to be able, when we have the possession, we're creating the chances, we need to be able to finish those chances. And all indications from training and the preseason games is we will score goals. And I think we will improve significantly in that area. And hopefully that's going to make us a more dominant team in the league, and we finish higher in the table. And we're really in there with a good chance come playoff time to win everything.
Bob, we appreciate you being on the show tonight, and look forward to the kickoff dinner for the Rochester Rhinos, which is Wednesday, April 22nd at the Italian American Community Center, where everybody can meet the new Rhinos and say hello to the old Rhinos. I'll be there, and Joe Giuliano, of course, will be there emceeing, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday afternoon in New York. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to seeing Red Bull Arena and watching a Rhinos victory, hopefully, on Saturday afternoon. Thanks very much, and have a safe trip down, and look forward to watching the game on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
It's Bob Lilly here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, the Rhinos, 2 p.m. kickoff at Red Bull Arena. Go to rhinosoccer.com to get the information on watching the match live online. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll have more about the Red Bulls, too, plus the latest news from U.S. Soccer on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off their 20th anniversary season this Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. against New York Red Bulls 2 at Red Bull Arena. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos USL home opener is Sunday, April 26th at Salem Stadium against the same Red Bulls 2 starting at 2:05. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And I'm excited to be going to New York this week to see the Rochester Rhinos in action. Michael Lewis's U.S. Soccer Report brought to you this week by Dental Dr. David Olivo of Gates, 2005 Lyle Avenue. The number to call is 328-3382 for a consultation or make an appointment, or you can go to his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. Michael, hopefully it's going to be warmer in New York than it is right now in Rochester. It's about 25 degrees here.
It's probably in the 30s here. I heard allegedly that spring has sprung, but I have not seen it yet, at least not in the weather. Hopefully, I haven't looked at this weekend's weather, but I heard from good sources that it's going to be a bit warmer. I don't know how much warmer.
Well, hopefully. I'm going to bring my heavy coat because I know the Red Bull Arena press box is outside, so just like when I'm in England and going to games there.
Summer is away yet.
I didn't say Chelsea, even though they won on the weekend.
I know it, know it. I was figuring you would do that.
I got to mention them. They're still on top of the table. But, Michael, we were talking to Coach Lilly about the Red Bulls, and he was saying about how this team is going to be very strong based on a couple of factors. The academy is good. It's a good organization. Plus, the MLS team is their second teams have done very well over the weekend. Seattle winning over Sacramento and Toronto doing well against Charleston. So I think it's going to be a very competitive game on Saturday.
I would like to think so. This is going to be so much better than reserve team matches on so many different levels because, first of all, you're playing in actual conditions. It's your own team. It's not necessarily you're playing at a park or at the training site. You're playing at a stadium against a team, i.e. the Rochester Rhinos, that they're taking this very, very seriously, and I think the players will too. So I think this is the best thing that could happen for all teams involved, MLS and the traditional USL teams. I think it's a very good idea.
Mike, you know, talking about the New York teams, it's predicted, you know, it's predicted that usually, you know, the new teams, they're doing well and against the old rivalry. But I think that speaking with Coach Lilly, we find that he's got a very good team assembled. And I believe that, you know, they're going to be in the game, you know, to do a good, to do well.
I have no doubt this is going to be a very competitive team. I'm not going to say a blood and death battle, but I expect it to be an excellent competitive match, no doubt.
And Michael, the New York team's doing very well right now. The Red Bulls winning over DC United. New York City FC still undefeated, and so makes your job really good to cover our winning teams.
Yeah, it's funny. You add up their records. They're 2-0-3, which it doesn't sound super duper exceptional. Except they haven't lost a game yet. And I just wonder, what are the odds of any team going through their first 2 or 3 weeks of the season unbeaten, let alone two from the same market, and one of them happens to be an expansion team? We'll start with NYCFC, since they played Saturday. Not the prettiest soccer in the world, but they got the job done for what an away team is supposed to do, and that's come away with a point. And that's obviously more of a loss for Colorado, because Colorado now has a 16-game winless streak, which they haven't won since, I think, last July against Chivas USA. And they can't play Chivas USA anymore. Chivas USA isn't in the league. So, that's a victory for the expansion team, no doubt. Again, not the prettiest soccer in the world. Red Bulls, that was a lot more fun to watch. Bradley Wright Phillips proved that he doesn't need Thierry Henry to perform some magic on the field. He scored a really nice goal to give them the lead in about 20 minutes into the game in the first half. Dax Bacardi had the vision to send him this long ball, and BWP settled it, beat his defender, and powered a shot into the net. Very, very nice goal. A little later, Felipe Martins caused a turnover, gave it to Bradley Wright Phillips, and showing that he is not necessarily a ball hog. I don't think anyone ever compared him to one, but he finds Lloyd Sam on the right side, and Sam, I don't know how he found the room on the near right post, but he beat Bill Hamid. A beautiful goal from him. And Lloyd Sam, who has scored, I think, 9-10 goals entering the season over 2.5 years for the Red Bulls, or has scored a goal in each of his two games. I don't think he's going to keep up that pace, but he's taking advantage of some advice and a new system under and from head coach Jesse Marsh to be more part of the attack, not just necessarily be a flank player, but move around a lot. And it's paid dividends in the Red Bulls' first two games. But it was the atmosphere was very, very nice at Red Bull Arena last night. The problem was it wasn't a full house, and we could probably do an entire show on why that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I think it's an event going on called the NCAA Basketball Tournament. It might be interfering a bit, but Joe, what do you have?
Because it was cold too, so
yeah,
I just switch a little bit to the women game, because I'm dying to ask this question to Mike. Abby Wambach chosen not to play this year with the Western New York Flash. What's your take, Mike? Just so that she can get ready for the World Cup. What's your take?
I think Abby knows her body more than anyone else, and I think we don't know how much battering she has put it through the last 15 years, or her entire soccer career, but really when she turned pro so many years ago. I know it's a controversial decision. I would like to see a return maybe for the second half of the season. You just have to wonder if this is it for Abby Wambach. The World Cup will be her swan song. She's no spring chicken in international soccer, as international soccer goes, saying that I'd love to be her age again. What is she, about 34, 35? I remember those years. But I think she just does not, she wants to save her body until then. And I understand fans are disappointed because, she's fun to watch, no doubt, because when she's at the top of her game, Abby Wambach is a scoring machine. And I don't blame fans to be disappointed, and anyone on the team to be disappointed. But again, Abby knows her body more than anyone else, and if she thinks that she needs not to play for whatever team she's on, I think the fact that she's from Rochester, I bet you she's dying inside, too, because it's her hometown. But, again, I think she's got to make the decision for herself, not necessarily for anyone else. For me, if I was in her shoes, it would be a very difficult decision. I don't know what I would do for myself, but I know, you know, I think she's probably going to make the right decision for herself. Remember, it's the player's health all the time. I have a mantra that I actually developed when I covered the Lancers. It's all about the players. It's all about the players.
I just want you to know, my only concern is that game conditioning. I mean, I'm sure she got a plan, you know, to play games and stuff like that, but game condition is going to have an effect on the performance. Now she plays, you know, all with the national team, they don't play that many games. But, you know, competition, once the league starts, it will be like every week. And so I'm just worried about her game condition once the World Cup starts.
Joe, you have a very valid point there. You know, to me, to be a better writer, I have to write. If I don't write for a while, I'm not saying I necessarily get stale, but something gets in the way of the creative process. And right now, I'm writing a lot, and I feel I'm at the top of my game. Let the readers out there decide that, whether or not they want to read my website or my stories in Newsday. But I think that's similar to athletics or anything we do in life. You know, if you, the more you do something, I think the better you get at it. And if you enjoy doing it, you become even more lethal, let's say, particularly as a high-scoring soccer player. What I'm getting at it is that there's nothing like being in form, no matter what you do. And as we all know, at the international level, you have to be at the top of your form. And I understand where you're coming from on that, no doubt. It'll be intriguing to see what Abby Wambach will do to fill the gaps of not playing any professional games, let alone playing regularly.
Well, I have some comments on this, but I will hold them until after the break. We're going to need to take a quick break here. Soccer Sam is out there. By the way, we want to say hello to Nelson Cupello. He is the honorary captain for Brazil tonight, the Lancers Hall of Famer who is from Brazil. And I'm sure it has to be a thrill for him to bring out the Brazilian national team. They're being introduced right now. We're going to take a break. Mike, can you hang on over the break, and we'll come back. I want to talk about also the men's national team game against Denmark coming up on Wednesday. Can you hang on?
No problem on that.
Okay, so we'll be back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass after this break, and we'll have Michael Lewis, and then we'll be joined by J.P. Reyes up here in the booth to talk indoor soccer, Rochester Lancers, and this exciting, coming up, Brazil versus Russia World Cup match here at the Blue Cross Arena. They're on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this past season, both on the road and at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers were number one in indoor soccer attendance for the third straight year. Season tickets for the 2015-2016 Lancers are now on sale by calling 872-KICK or visiting ourlancers.com. Purchase your tickets by April 1st and receive free parking and playoff tickets as a special bonus. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena this coming fall.
Soccer Sam for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash are back for another season of exciting top-flight women's pro soccer starting this spring. The Flash kick off the 2015 schedule on Sunday, April 14th in Seattle against the NWSL regular season champion Reign at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This year's Flash home opener is Saturday, May 2nd at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers starting at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets, mini packs, and Flex 8 packs are now on sale. To purchase your tickets, visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. The Rochester Rhinos kick off their 20th anniversary season this Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. against New York Red Bulls 2 at Red Bull Arena. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos USL home opener is Sunday, April 26th at Salem Stadium against the same Red Bulls 2 starting at 2:05. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch. Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com. The Rochester Rhinos kick off their 20th anniversary season this Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. against New York Red Bulls 2 at Red Bull Arena. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos USL home opener is Sunday, April 26th at Salem Stadium against the same Red Bulls 2 starting at 2:05. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I want to be a part of it.
Back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass after the extended 12-inch remix of the Russian national anthem and the long Brazilian national anthem, which I knew about, and of course the Star-Spangled Banner. We're back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from the Blue Cross Arena, getting ready for Brazil against Russia in the Arena World Cup. Andrew Batista here. Joe Sirianni, I believe, is, I don't know if he's with us or not, but
no,
well, I guess we'll
hear.
Oh, Joe's here. Okay, great. Well, we're back with Michael Lewis, and Michael, I'm going to hold off on my comments on the NWSL. I'll keep my tongue bit. Let's just talk about our men's national team. It's going to be a team that many people are not going to recognize. There's a lot of new faces on this team coming up Wednesday as the U.S. will face Denmark. And then next week we'll play Switzerland. But a lot of changes from Jurgen Klinsmann in this lineup, Michael. What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of names I think a lot of us still recognize, even some of us who have been around soccer for a while. You know, I think it's good that Klinsmann's giving these other players a chance. The thing with the national team in international soccer, ultimately it's a young man's game. Players, particularly strikers, are in their prime at around 25. Don't get me wrong, players play into their 30s, but, you know, you've got to be continually looking for new talent, and these are friendly. Ultimately, they don't mean anything. Yes, the media will dissect every goal, and every important situation. But you want to see what these players can do. And what better way beyond having a camp, but throwing them into the water, some into the deep end. And some will swim, some will do the backstroke well, and some will struggle maybe treading water. But this is the only way you're going to find out. And, you know, this, I know there's, you know, the Gold Cup coming up, but there's going to be plenty of friendlies before that for the team, quote-unquote, to get together. And I think Klinsmann will get an opportunity to maybe pick two or three, four or five, maybe who knows how many players from this bunch to bring into camp before the Gold Cup and see if they can make that team. That's just a supposition on my part, but again, it's a friendly. This is the time to do it, to do some experimenting, because ultimately these games don't mean anything except in the FIFA rankings, and quite frankly, that doesn't mean that much at the moment either, although people will make a big deal about that.
Actually,
World Cup
Mike,
qualifying, but.
Actually, Mike, I think that every coach is trying to develop new players, and Klinsmann is doing the right thing, in my belief. Even in Italy, the national team coach Conte is looking for youth, not looking for the old glories, because they got to build a new image, a new team for the future. So that's I think he's got the right approach.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong. He knows what he has back in the U.S. and the players playing in Europe and in Mexico. It's money in the bank. Let's find some interest, I guess, from the new players.
Yeah. Well, Michael, the U.S. will be on for Wednesday. The game is at 3:15 kickoff, and it says ESPN and ESPN2. So I don't know which, not sure which one it's going to be on, but it'll be on one of the two ESPN networks. And it'll be the U.S. national team. We'll see what Coach Klinsmann does. Michael, look forward to see you this weekend in New York City for the Rhinos and Red Bulls, too, and seeing Red Bull Arena for the first time. So we'll see you this weekend.
Hey, listen, have a safe travel, Dad. Looking forward to seeing you as well. And I think you'll enjoy your experience there.
Thanks so much, Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, it's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and Joe's going to leave us now, I believe, to go off to his important meeting. So, Joe, we'll be back with you next week as well. So, Joe is done with us, so he'll be back next week. And now joining us live at the Blue Cross Arena is Rhinos defender, Lancaster Lancers defender, J.P. Rich. He actually did play for the Rhinos, too.
I did, back in the day.
So, the former Rhinos defender, current Lancers defender, J.P. Rich. We're just about ready to kick off here. J.P., what do you expect to see? I mean, Russia is a mystery team. A lot of these Brazilian players are familiar from their MASL experience.
Well, this is a very, very experienced Brazilian team, so I expect to see a lot of possession, and honestly, this Brazilian team is probably going to have a lot of fun tonight. Just looking at the lineup, the players on the field, the players on the bench, these guys, just from them kicking the ball around for warm-ups, they were having fun possessing the ball well.
Well, Brazil is, though, short a few players, so we'll see if that plays into the match at all. And don't discount Russia, because Russians are very good futsal players, and we'll see what kind of a talent they bring. They have some excellent players on this team, experienced players. Of course, I saw a couple of them smoking outside, but that's not unusual. And I believe this is single point scoring as well, if I remember right. So we'll keep everybody informed of what's going on with the game. But JP, obviously, this has been an up and down season for the Lancers, but ending on an up note. You guys played very well at the end of the year, and you were that close to beating Baltimore, to getting into the semifinals of the MASL.
Well, it's one of those things where we really didn't have a preseason. We were very short preseason. I didn't get there until the day of the first game. I think if we pick up where we left off, we're going to be very, very successful. Definitely contenders for a championship, just because we already kind of got rhythm of a system that we want to play. And everybody's now on the same page. So we could add that into some of what we could do with our creative minds to putting it on the field. We'll be very successful.
What was the highlight for you this season for the Lions?
To me, the highlight was beating Syracuse, but not just beating them. They knew that we were the better team. We finished off 3-3, and we beat them in playoffs, but when they played us, they played scared. And that makes a big difference for the coming up season.
Certainly does. And but that right, because anytime you have a local derby with Rochester and Syracuse, you throw the records out the window. You also throw the rule books out the window in some cases,
yeah.
I guess. But it's always great to see that local rivalry. But the rivalry with Baltimore, I know next year I'm sure Doug is going to emphasize beating Baltimore. I mean, the Lancers came that close. I mean, literally it was one penalty was the difference in the scoring. I mean, Baltimore's defense, you got to give them a lot of credit, though. That's their strength, and they allowed the Lancers only two goals.
Yeah, their unity and their high press defensively is really good. They're one of these teams that they have the system down to the T, and they could just they, the players, they're talented, but their systems will make them who they are. And we have that now, and we're going to be very successful. We're going to beat them next season without a doubt.
Yeah, I think that also when you look at the game that you guys played against Baltimore, the last quarter of the game, they were on their heels. But I mean, they the defense and their goalkeeper really saved their collective behinds in that match. And you know, they were, you know, they have a team at that experience level. And you know, Danny Kelly is a great coach. He's been around indoor soccer for, you know, decades. And it's hard to beat a team, but you know, the Lancers beat Milwaukee. They beat Missouri a couple years ago. Now it's just beating that last established team, Baltimore. And then I think it's the sky's the limit.
Oh yeah, I mean this. We, like I said, when we pick up where we left off, we're going to be very successful. The Baltimore is already. I mean, I talked to Pat Healy, and they are on their toes with us now. It's no longer a walk in the park. How, you know, it has been some games before. Now it's, they know that when they're going to play Rochester, they come with a different mentality when they come to our house or where they play us in general.
A free kick now for Brazil in a very dangerous situation. The Russian keeper handled the ball outside of his area. So we'll see what happens here, as if Brazil can break the deadlock. It's about 11:15 in the period. For some reason, the clock is still running. I don't know if it's running time here in the Reno World Cup. I guess it must be. These rule changes, I hope someday they get these rule changes down, JP, where everybody's playing the same rules, the same playoff system. Getting that all squared away, it's got to be a major goal for next year for this league.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have the league and the league rules polished by next year. It's a new league this year, so we're going to work out all the kinks, I'm guessing, that we've had this season in regards to, you know, single point, multi-point, and all the other rules that came along throughout the season for the better of the league, because, I mean, attendance-wise, we were very successful.
Lancers led the league in attendance again this year, the third year in a row that the Lancers have led the league that they were in attendance. Of course, formerly the MISL, this year the MASL. There's still no score between Russia and Brazil, both teams feeling out process. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, JP, when you're playing a team you've never seen before and players you probably never heard of before, what do you do as a player in a situation like that?
Well, it's also, they're playing unorthodox soccer, like even to their shape and the way they're defending. This is just the first few minutes. Usually just got to let everybody let go and start controlling the tempo. So we should start seeing some more action in the next maybe 3-4 minutes.
Looked like Russia was actually playing one player deep in the defense, then a 1-2-2 type formation.
Yeah.
And Brazil, you know, they're going to play everybody all over the field most likely. Another free kick for Brazil. We want to mention to everybody, in case you didn't hear, the MASL playoffs were incredible. I mean, even up through when the Lancers finished up, the semifinals and finals were just off the charts. I mean, some of the best indoor soccer, I think, has been seen in this country, and I say Mexico as well, because the champions are the Monterrey Flash, winning the mini game yesterday 3-2. After Baltimore came from behind, won the second game on the road, which was very difficult, obviously. But it was congratulations to Monterrey, and the MASL people are ecstatic because it was one of their teams that beat the established Baltimore Blast to win the championship.
Yeah, I mean, that Monterrey team is not short of experience. They have Janoni Martinez and other players that are experienced indoor players. And on top of that, they're very disciplined. They're a very disciplined, high-tempo team, and they deserve to win.
It was a great match. And the first match, it went to sudden death in Baltimore. The goal that the Mexican team, Monterrey, scored, a back heel. A cheeky back heel in the box. I mean, William Vanzella was just playing out of his mind in this series. I mean, he was hurt, too.
Yeah, he was playing hurt.
At the end of the Missouri series, he got hurt. But he played all three games. He was just incredible. But, you know, it had to be a special goal to beat him in that first game, and it was. But, you know, give Baltimore a lot of credit. They came back and won that second game. They could have folded up and packed it in, but they were playing for pride. They were playing for the established teams, and they did a great job. And that mini game was just incredible drama in that match.
There was a lot of drama. I mean, I hats off for Pat Healy, Lucas Roque. Those players played outstanding. You know, Neto was missing from Baltimore, so that's one of those key factors, obviously. But Amon Array definitely played very, very well.
They did. And you also give credit to the Missouri Comets. We don't want to forget about them. They finished the season undefeated, which is an unbelievable accomplishment. But, you know, just like the New England Patriots, that other football team you might have heard of, they went undefeated in the regular season. But if you don't win the championship, you know, is it a success for you? I mean, the Missouri lost two games to Baltimore. And then, of course, you may have heard of there was a very ugly incident at the end of that Missouri Baltimore second game, which I don't want to get into. Oh, what a great chance to Maurizio Salas on the side volley on a 50-foot pass, I guess, from the back, but it was saved by the Russian keeper. We're still scoreless here, but it was just a terrible situation. That player, by the way, has been barred, and I don't blame him, but too bad it had to end that way.
Yeah, unreal. I don't know what the guy was thinking of. I mean, that also makes a factor to Pat Healy's performance. He played well, but you could tell that he was a little bit out of it at part of the games.
He got a big cocoa butt in the head. And a big save by the Brazilian keeper as Maurizio Salas just hit the post for Brazil. Back and forth we go here. Still no score. So, JB, what do you expect to see next year from the MASL playing-wise and new teams? What are you thinking?
Well, I know that there's a team, Oxford City, is moving down to Fort Lauderdale in Florida, so I'm interested to see how the travel is going to work with that. I expect to see, obviously, the rivalries. I'm sure there's going to be a more intense rivalry between Kansas City, obviously, and Baltimore, just because of the little thing with Pat Healy. And obviously, ours is Syracuse. Syracuse isn't going to just let down to us or by any means.
And some of the other teams, I know, like Harrisburg, they had their struggles this year. You know, didn't win very much. And Detroit was very entertaining up until the point they lost their coach, Dominic Cicluna, who turned Las Vegas around. I mean, what a job he did with the Legends. I mean, they went from a 500 team to getting that close to making the championship.
Yeah, I mean, that team was very good. I mean, they also picked up Enrique Tovar, who's been in the league for over 10 years, and very, very successful, very, very successful season for that team this year, for sure.
And Las Vegas, we've had San Diego did very well. It's a growing league, and I want to see this league succeed. I want to see there be indoor soccer. People say, indoor soccer is not soccer. Well, it's arena soccer or indoor soccer. It's its own sport, just like futsal or beach soccer. Beach soccer has its own rules. But you still play with a ball at your feet. You use your head. You play with heart. You play with desire, and that's what matters.
It's going to grow. I mean, if you look at the factors of some of the people that didn't used to like soccer because of the hot sun, the weather, whatnot. I mean, we're sitting here in cool air conditioning, and even though it's wintertime, it's very entertaining. It's high level. It's fast paced. I play it, obviously, so I really enjoy it.
And these other countries that are here in this World Cup, I was watching some of the teams practicing, and many of them actually set up an outdoor field and put the boards on the outdoor field to practice indoors. So they actually play indoor soccer outdoors. Like the Czech Republic team was the team that did that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And the defending champions actually are Romania, and they beat India 21-0 in their first game. Mexico beat Germany 9-1, a little bit of a surprise maybe for just by the country. I think Germany would do better, but of course the Mexicans are very, very knowledgeable and very experienced in this form of the game.
Yeah, I mean, Mexicans are very well known for small-sided games, the tiki-taka. I'm surprised, though, that Germany didn't do as well as I thought that they were going to do. It'll be interesting to see, obviously, the U.S. play when they play, I believe.
Tonight. There's six games tonight in the Arena Soccer World Cup. I'll run those down for you in just a second as soon as I look it up here on the Twitter site, by the way, is WMF World Cup. And WMF stands for World Mini Football. That's what it's called around the world. It's called Mini Football. Not exactly sure why, because it is the same size ball, I believe. But it is Canada is playing tonight. Canada's against Serbia. Germany plays Romania. A big save by the Brazilian keeper. Czech Republic takes on El Salvador, and the United States plays Kazakhstan. That is at 10:30 tonight in Czech WMF World Cup to see the matches being broadcasted live on the internet. So you can see these international players. But here's, you can see some of these teams coming in here, you know, that maybe not be as familiar with this style of soccer. How do they react? How do they play?
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of surprises. I mean, we have yet to see Russia actually even use the boards. We have seen, obviously, Brazil use the boards, but you also have Marco Chantel and many players composed from this league to represent Brazil.
So, yeah, Russia, I think, is more playing. They're playing like futsal.
Yeah.
The big difference in futsal is that the ball doesn't bounce in futsal. It's a very low-bouncing ball as opposed to this sport where it's a more high-bouncing ball. But you can see the talent of the Russian team. But, GB, we're almost out of time here on our show. But I want to ask you, when is the schedule for you for the rest of this year? Are you going to be playing outdoor soccer, or are you going to be sticking around the indoor game?
Well, I made the decision to stick around here. I'm going to be with the organization, with the Lancer. I'll be doing Lancer camps that are becoming this summer. So stay tuned with that, and just to be around the community and be ready for next season.
That's awesome. You'll be here much before the first game.
Yes.
This coming season in the major arena soccer league, and we'll see how the league goes. We'll see if we have new teams. There's talk about a team possibly in Ohio that might join the Rochester Lancers division, which would be a drivable trip. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a great way to end it here at the Arena Soccer World Cup.
Yeah, it is.
Well, JP, we appreciate you being with us here in the booth tonight and giving us your thoughts on the game, and we look forward to seeing you on the field with the Lancers next season.
Thank you for having me.
It's JP Reyes here from the Rochester Lancers as we're here at the Blue Cross Arena in the Arena World Cup. Brazil and Russia tied 0-0 with 2:24 left in the first quarter. And everybody, of course, the Rochester Rhinos will kick off the 2015 season, the 20th anniversary year, this coming Saturday, 2 p.m. at Red Bull Arena against New York Red Bulls 2. I will be there covering the match for the Rochester Rhinos and for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll have our reporter, Michael Lewis, will be there, of course, as well, covering things for the Red Bulls side. We'll have him on the show to talk about the Rhinos match, and then the Rhinos will be... We'll give you that first victory to kick off the 20th anniversary season. I want to thank Bob Lilly from the Rhinos for being on the show tonight, along with Greg Stanton and Dave Selinsky, Pat Erkley from the Rhinos. Also, of course, J.P. Reyes, Rich Randall, Soccer Sam, and everybody from the Lancers who made this such a great indoor soccer season here in Rochester. We look forward to having them come back next year. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis in New York, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Dick Hart will be back next week. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.